Here's the pitch from AAA Carolina spokeswoman Angela Daly.
We just wanted to encourage people to recycle, and by offering $5, we're giving people an extra incentive to take that step and to bring it somewhere and make sure it's disposed of properly.
I mentioned this program on air on Tuesday. AAA for the Carolinas has announced their annual Great Battery. And a listener complained. He said AAA isn't doing anyone any favors. So we checked it out, and there's a big market for used car batteries. Scrapyards, used auto parts stores, and recycling plants all eagerly buy old batteries, even ones that no longer work. WFAE surveyed more than 20 local buyers and found that $5 isn't a great price. Carolina Core Recycling will pay more than double that, says owner Greg Corey.
The people I buy from, even the consumers I buy from, are generally educated with the internet. They can punch on, you know, on Google and find out how much it's worth, and 10 to 12 bucks is what they're worth, and that's what I have to pay.
If the battery's core is intact, it can be refurbished and resold. And if not, the plastics and especially lead are valuable commodities that can be melted into new batteries or sold as materials. And even the liquid electrolyte in the battery can be replenished and resold. AAA Carolinas sells its collected batteries, about 50,000 each year, to a recycler for a profit. But National AAA spokeswoman Ginny Pritchett says they're not in it for the money.
That is definitely not the reason that we do this, for monetary reasons. I think it is really just making sure that we can provide a convenient drop-off location for those batteries to be recycled or getting rid of properly.
The heavy metals and acids in batteries are extremely toxic, so it's an environmental hazard if they're not disposed of. Pritchett says by AAA's count, there are 5 million non-recycled batteries every year. And recycler Greg Corey says it's most important that someone take care of the batteries.
They need to get it recycled. They need to go somewhere where it's properly handled so it doesn't end up in the dump. That is the main goal of the world, is they don't need to end up in the dump.
On one hand, AAA has clout with everyday consumers who might not know they can get an extra couple bucks from someone like Corey. On the other, the nonprofit pays less for a commodity in the name of environmentalism. Angela Daly, the local AAA spokeswoman, said in an email that profit allows the auto club to sell new batteries at a discount. I checked out that claim with a call to two local AAA shops. I asked for a price for a new battery for my six-year-old Mazda, and I received quotes of about $120 for the part. A battery of similar power costs $5 to $15 less, though, from a national retailer. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.